are you familiar with a corporation called Clear Channel?
Yes.
Who, thanks to deregulation, has bought up 1 in 10 radio stations in the United States, owned by one of the big backers of Bush by the name of Tom Hicks. Clear Channel sent out a list of 150 songs they suggested people at their radio stations not play anymore because it might upset people and make them think of the war on terrorism. Now you're going to see what I mean by humor amidst the war on terrorism. Thanks to Clear Channel, their listeners are now safe from being terrorized by Obla Dee Obla Da by the Beatles. On Broadway by the Drifters. Johnny Angel by Shelley Fabre, one of the worst songs I think I've ever heard. So maybe Clear Channel is on to something. After all, they got rid of 3 Elton John songs, too. All I needed to hear was 1 Elton John song, and I never wanted to hear him again. So now, at least on Clear Channel, you're no longer tormented by Benny and the Jets, Daniel, or Rocket Man. What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Gone. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try and love one another right now. No, not on Clear Channel. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Banned. Cat Stevens has also been removed. Peace Train and Morning Has Broken. That'll make you think of terrorism every time. Although, wouldn't he be an interesting one to ask about this right about now? For those of you who don't know, he now goes by the name Yusuf Islam because he converted to fundamentalist Islam many years ago. And he was asked about the death warrant that Ayatollah Khomeini put on the author Salman Rushdie for writing the book Satanic Verses. And he justified it with, well, put it to music. If someone defames the prophet, he must die. Imagine by John Lennon is banned. Rock the Casbah is banned. Wipeout by the Safaris is banned. New York, New York by Frank Sinatra is banned. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. Not anymore. Banned, 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 banned. All thanks to corporate radio. All the more reason to support non-corporate radio.
I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. Began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing with large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
To the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or just themarion@info@ranchradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy.
Yes, yes, it's true. It's time for episode 16 of the Sean Kennedy Show. Hello, all. How's it all going out there? Just thought I'd give you a quick hey there, hi there, ho there, and see what's up, what's happening, and what's going on. Looks like I'm back from Houston. Back in black from Houston, from living in a dryer vent, which is what the people do down there. They the weather there is so fucking humid. Oh my god, I don't know how anyone can live in Houston or just Texas in general.
I gotta go get my headphones.
Oh,
I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Where are your headphones?
In the other room.
That's a good place for them.
I've been running around getting this organized.
So there's no headphones here for you.
No.
Okay, well
I'll go get them.
You go get the headphones, and I'll go through the IRC. Okay, in the IRC tonight we've got Dacid, Orbejuice, SKTFM, Smokehouse, African Love Turtle, Oral Sex, Botweiler, Breaker One, Case, Delamorta, Dr. Zodiac, Ocean, Gone Crazy, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, JoJo, the Dog Face Boy, Kadath, Kexler, Leschek, Misconduct, Mr. Echo, No Deal, Neuralize, Port Surfer, Psycho Wolf Up, Roto, Sanix, Sir Dark, Soab, Tantrix, Dowday Cheese, Templar Knight, Trotsky's Ghost, Vegan Cannibal, good name, VTM, Vegan Not Cannibal. Here, Wildcard, Zandad, Pyro, Alien Binary, hey, Alien Binary, Burnfire, ooh, that's a Burnfire? Burnfire.
That's a very cool name.
That's a cool name. Countersink, Darkhound, Gizmo, Hype Sheep, ISO in the Just. Justin G Squad.
Yo, yo, yo.
New SK fan in Richmond. Hello, new SK fan in Richmond. Ronan Knock Knocker. great name.
Cock Knocker.
Oh, is that Cock Knocker? So. Well, the screen's a little fuzzy. Sarah Goblin, Sir Cut, Spitzkoff, and Lothar Crick. Very, very cool. Wow,
and,
there's a lot of names that we haven't seen here before.
And this, there's a reason because of that. There's a reason why. Because we're on a new IRC server.
We are?
Because the other one took a big fat dump.
What?
Yes.
How did it
other
take
side
dump?
Server.
Died.
Just, their bot is never in the channel. They get reduced down to one server. Nobody can get in, and I was fed up with it.
So you said, fuck you, cowboy.
Fuck you.
Fuck all you assholes.
We're out of here. And we moved over to Crichton. Crichton.net.
Oh, I see. Crichton.
And it's not spelled the same way as the Red Dwarf, but it's got all the same options.
But it's still cool.
It's very, very cool.
It's
so
still
if anybody
cool.
out there is like, oh, where is everyone?
Yeah, so.
They're over there.
And if you want to get in the IRC, so let's just. It's not the other side servers anymore. Tell everyone.
It's Crichton.
Spam everything.
If you're actually going to the old servers, there's instructions in the topic how to get to the new ones.
Oh, cool.
So the. You can
that's
just,
on the webpage.
Yeah, that's on the webpage. As well.
Okay.
So you go to the Crichton servers in the Rant Radio channel, and it's irc.crichton.net. C-R-I-T-E-N. And I've also fixed up our webpage, the chats, the Java chats.
Oh, really?
Go through there if you're really confused right now and you just have to get in.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so you can just get through the Java chat and navigate your way, and you're there.
And for a limited time only, you are free to distribute this broadcast in any way, shape, or form that you see fit. You can copy the tapes. You can hand it out to people you don't know. You can scribble it on little coasters. You can leave it in half CDs. You can take it, put it on a CD, and put it inside of the drives at Circuit City. You can leave it inside of your local Radio Shack.
You can mail to the RIAA and put ha-ha on the front of it.
Yeah, and say, hey, you know who doesn't give a fuck? Sean K. Just don't give a fuck. So that'll be very, very cool. You can talk to them. But anyway, bottom line is you're free to do whatever you want with this broadcast. You can record it, give it to kids at school, do whatever you want with it. You won't
remixes of it.
Make some remixes, which is, oh my god, that's so fucking sexy.
God.
That is so sexy. That gives me
turns
like
us on.
Chubby. Chubby.
Chubby.
Coffee, tea,
Sega.
I'm sorry, I missed the Sega ads. You know, everybody, like, the Sega ads were the shit, man. Like, they were
well recognized as very effective ads.
They were the best ads ever, man. Like, I miss Sega ads. Like, I wish my name was Sega. You know?
Then I could scream it, and I could go, Sega!
Maybe I could do, like, a Sean K ad like that. That'd be all right. Ooh, K16 showed up. Hey, K16. Woo. And Mary Rebel versions here, too. And Sir Cut and.
Look at them all.
Oh, my God.
Just look at them.
Look
all.
At that scroll bar. Look at my scroll bar. It is huge. I will destroy these pretty ropes that try to confine me. Yes, it's true. The Wog Wingspan is reaching ever further out into the either fringes of the world to reach out to, I don't know, insert patriotic buzzword here.
reach out and touch your pipe.
If you want to get in touch with us here, you can get in touch with Sim at info@radio.com.
You betcha. You
if you've
me.
Got pictures or JPEGs or stuff that you've done, I'd like to see them. Make sure you send them to me.
See them.
But at the man at rantradio.com. But make sure you carbon copy them and send them to Sim, too. because that way you'll actually get recognition for it rather than me sending you a five-word email that says, thanks, you rock. Thanks, man.
And definitely do a CC because then I get two copies after you send it to Sean. Sean forwards it to me. Then I get a copy from the original person as well.
Yeah.
Woohoo, duplication.
Well, at least that way we're
now
sure.
Now I have a pair, a matching pair.
Now I have my digital space, and that must be hell for you because you don't delete anything. So if somebody sent you like...
It's like, no.
What happens if you get mail bombed? Do you, like, keep all the mail bombs?
No.
No?
I'd get rid of them. Don't talk about mail bombing.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
That's evil.
Don't say that shit. That's wrong. We'll be confused with being a hacker show. And God knows we're not a hacker show.
No, there's hacker shows to listen on our station at other times.
That's right. This is not one of them, though.
No, it's not.
Never. Not
Did
here.
Did you just fill that in? That wasn't there before.
Well, of course. I've been working on this. Oh. I just realized the drink of the night wasn't here. And the drink of the night, I've actually been drinking. This is my new chosen
right
drink.
Right up to right now.
Right now,
he's
I'm
drinking right now.
Fucking
too.
Gunned. No, oh. What it is I am so stoked, man. I have been turning into a 00 patient zero. I have been turning into a complete James Bond slut. Because let's be real.
And he's been studying too.
Oh, James Bond is the goo. I mean, come on, you can't go wrong.
You can't beat Octopus.
You cannot beat Octopus. Octopus was terrible. Oh my God. We rented. I got. What did I get? I got my hands on. I bought Never Say Never Again, which was good.
Okay.
Never Say Never.
One.
Yeah, I bought that one on DVD. And then I got, because I'm always been a slut for spy movies, right? Spy movies are cool, right?
Yeah. Got all of that is.
And shit.
James Bond.
And James Bond is barely even spy movies. Like Roger Moore's, like Octopussy, oh my God, was that ever brutal. Like,
easy.
That was just the worst film of all time. But it was a James Bond movie, you know, and Q was in it, which is cool, because Q is the coolest guy in all the James Bond films.
Like, I think the guy who did the intro should have gotten an award or something.
Yeah, what the fuck is up? With the dancing women with the lasers and shit at the beginning, all the James Bond, like, what's going on there, man? Like, what's up with that? never say never again. Fuck off, you know. I don't even get that. It's just bizarre. It's just twisted. But anyway,
crazy.
So how does this relate to the drink of the night? The vodka martini, baby. I've been drinking vodka martinis like they've been going out of style.
Oh really?
Yeah, I went to that fat meat only carnivore place and I had a $9 martini.
Down in Texas.
Oh my God, in Houston, it was just. What was it called? Risottos or Brionis or some shit like that. Anyway, Brionis or... Fuck, I can never remember. I was gone. So, for what it's worth, how to make a vodka martini. Our preferred ratio of vodka to vermouth is about 18 to 1. You take it, you make sure you have one of those handy-dandy little shaker things. What are they called? The bartender shake them things.
I don't know, the silver things?
Yeah, the silver shakers. Bar shake. You know that fucking thing. That fucking chrome thing. You know that thing.
They know.
And so you shake that with crack drive. You have 3 ounces of vodka and 1 teaspoon of French bracket dry vermouth. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass and garnish with a twist of something or an olive.
Now that's something.
A twist of something. A twist
lime
of,
lemon, whatever.
Yeah. No. Just like a twist of lemon or just an olive in there. I usually have them with the olives because, you know, they're fat. I just take
raw. Yeah.
And you don't shoot the martinis. You see these guys being all hard and just slurping the martinis. That's just wrong. This is a wrong thing to do. And I got a really cool thing that got sent to me from this fellow from H.P. Lovecraft. Sent me a thing explaining why it's important that we take breaks and little vacations.
Oh, okay.
From time to time. So I'm going to post that in the IRC
this
right
now. This is like
now.
An H.P. Lovecraft thing?
No. There's a guy named H.P. Lovecraft. Keep up, Sam. There's a guy named H.P. Lovecraft who sent me this and said, hey, you should check this out. So kudos to H.P. Lovecraft. Check this out. It's a pretty good read and explains how, wow, do we ever need to have more time off? Because if you don't have time off and you don't start drifting, you go absolutely batshit.
Sanity down.
Yeah, sanity.
Or off or whatever.
Plummeting. Yeah, fail a sand roll spiral. Critical spiral sanity rules going down. And while I was gone, yes, Sim was like, Sim needs glasses and he won't get them.
He thinks people
wear
too, but I'm
oh yeah, well, why don't you wear them? Because you think people wear glasses are fags.
Well,
you hate people
wearing
glasses, don't you?
Yeah, I have discrimination. Didn't I do that in 1942?
No, that was Pol Pot, actually. Pol Pot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah
he
Pol
killed
Pot.
People who wore glasses because they looked smart.
And I guess he wasn't.
And him and Arsenio Hall. I mean, Arsenio...
Don't you think it make more sense to recruit those people?
No. You're Pol Pot. I mean, it's Pol Pot.
Come on, man. It's Pol Pot. It's Pol Pot. It's Michael Jackson.
I mean, come on. Give me a break. I mean, Pol Pot was just, you know... I mean, sorry.
What's his name? Pol Pot.
Pol Pot.
Pol
yeah.
Pot. Pol Pot.
Pot.
Okay, well, before we go all wigging out here with the music, check out some of the really cool music that got kicked into us. What's the first one we're going to play? Is it DJ
Ojive. DJ he does like a remix every week of Sean Kennedy.
Oh, DJ Ojive is the goo. I can't wait to hear this one. Is this Pauline Chair one or what?
No, he took just little snippets from everywhere.
Oh, my God.
So it's just a mix. It's a dance mix.
Oh, okay.
It's the Sean Kennedy SKTFM Club mix.
Oh, okay. And what's the other one?
The other one is done by Oral Sex, who probably is here tonight.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Yeah, I
read
called
his name,
out. Name.
And he did its name. SKTFM Falling Chair versus Thrill Kill Cult, Cooler Than Jesus.
Oh, gets me so hot and horny whenever I hear remixes of my shit.
Oh,
it's just the coolest shit ever. It's the coolest shit ever.
Ever.
Ever. Oh, my God.
Then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to yell in your ear for a while.
Yeah, because we're real happy about this whole...
we're steaming mad.
Yeah, we're real pleased about this whole we're going to turn off internet radio thing that's happening in the States.
By hook or crook, by force, or...
Yeah, well,
whatever means necessary.
You know what?
Turn us off.
You know what I'm thinking, though?
What's that?
You know what I'm thinking? Okay, let's say it comes up here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm up for this if you're up for this.
Get out the handcuffs and chain ourselves somewhere?
No. Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like, what if we just kept broadcasting, did the show every Monday night?
Yeah.
You know,
no matter what.
No matter what. And if it comes down to the fact that, you know, the cops are outside and shit like that, then it comes down to the fact the cops are outside.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
That's right.
Fuck them. And I think, wow, would we ever have listeners then, eh? And ESF.
Everyone be tuning into that.
I'd be talking about Mumia Abu-Jamal and motherfucker. You'd want to be there. And then all the guys would be there. Yeah, I was there, man. I was there with fucking Shaka taking out the air. And they beat his fucking head in. It was ugly. But anyway, okay, let's get to the music. Let's play some really groovy music while we still can.
Well, we still can. This is DJ Ojive and Oral Sex doing remixes.
Sean Kennedy. Sean Kennedy. Sean Kennedy. Sean Kennedy. The fucking man. The fucking man. Man. The fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy. The fucking man. Sean Kennedy. I am. The fucking man. The fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. Killing each other because you're on my land. My grandfather killed your great grandfather. My people came here 8,000 years ago. Your people only came here 7,000 years ago. This is my land. Get the fuck off my land. But yet people sitting there saying, "Well, I'm proud to be black. I'm black and I'm proud of that. I'm proud to be black and I'm proud to be Asian and I'm proud to be white and I'm proud to be this and I'm proud to be that." We've been repressed for millions of years and now we're gonna. seek vengeance upon those who oppressed us, and you transgressed against my God, Mrs. We are God's chosen people in our territory and our land, and this is my Dr. Pepper bequeathed to me from the ancient times, and the old ones have this to ye, and we were here. Whoa, 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 okay? Fuck all that, all right? It doesn't really matter anyway, really, does it? Fuck culture, man. It doesn't mean a fucking thing. Did you choose to be born Asian? Did you choose to be born black? Did you choose to be born white? What the fuck is so great about that? You're a person, okay? You have an identity and a singular consciousness. Everyone's all like, well, I'm proud to be a member. Why? Why the fuck are you so proud? Because people who happen to look a little bit like you did some good stuff, and you're gonna try to ride on their coattails to a great screaming success, and somehow this makes you a better fucking person? No, it doesn't mean shit. Borders do not mean a thing. Governments exist to keep the majority from the public property, okay? That's all it's there for. Don't buy into that fucking lie. Bunch of red lines drawn on a map. That doesn't mean shit. It's all about you as an individual. It doesn't mean, oh, well, I'm an Israeli. I'm Iraqi. I'm fucking American. It doesn't mean shit, okay? Not a fucking thing. You happen to get born there. You had no say in the matter. Be proud of nothing. Nothing. It's not worth a fucking thing. And just because you think you were born in some country somewhere, that doesn't give you the right to go fucking shooting people or blowing shit up or bringing on all this racial hatred. Fuck culture, man. Leave that all behind. Start fresh, start new. That's the only way we're ever going to get some peace on this fucking planet is for people to clue in and figure out that it's not the way. Just let it fucking go. Let it go. Forgive each other and carry on. Let's move forwards, okay? There's a concept. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man, 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 the fucking man. Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man, man, man.
He got jealous of all the attention you guys gave me.
My name's Sean Kennedy. I fucking judge. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. So here I am, and sitting at my desk, and I realize to myself, you know what, my life is a big bag of shit. I'm sitting at my fucking desk, and I realize my life is a big bag of shit. I am sick of having my water rations from a small cooler at the end of the fucking hall.
That's not right. That's not right.
For Jesus come to take us all away.
Always commercial free. You're listening to Rant Radio.
What a sweet way to end that fucking rant, eh? Oh, I just can't wait for the rapture to take this all away.
That's such a sweet remix.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. Oh, I have to turn this down.
What's that?
I can hear myself.
You can hear yourself? I can't hear myself think. My cat's already messed up. I think every cat in the world is fucked up. You know that?
I think so.
I think cats. I'm not really a cat person. You know, there's cat people. I don't really dig.
My parents have had a cat. I've had a dog before. Like, dogs are cool.
Dogs rock all. Dogs own. Like, the weirder the pet is, the better. I'm not really big into the reptilian pets because they're just not really, you know, there.
Attentive.
No, they're just kind of like,
off in their own world.
You know, like they say that a dog trapped in your house will not eat you. Okay? Yeah. A cat and you're dead, right? A dog trapped in your house and you're dead will not eat you.
No,
a cat,
he'll starve.
A cat trapped in your house and you're dead will eat you.
Yeah.
A lizard looks forward to eating you. Okay.
Is he dead yet?
Is he dead yet? Like, he'll eat you if you're not, you know, done yet. I mean, there's that guy who's had Monty, a python, and put around his neck and it fucking killed him. Like,
So, everyone, I sent out a little distress call and put it in the IRC a little while ago and said, Rant Radio will not be broadcasting music on May 1st. And everyone went, oh, you're shutting down. No, I just started listening to you guys. You guys rock. No, everyone's misinterpreting it. We're only shutting down for one. We're not even shutting down. I'm going to be playing a message over and over again on May 1st for 24 hours.
It should be that song, When Time Becomes a Loop.
When Time Becomes a Loop.
For an hour. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
And we've been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks, about CARP and the evils of the RIAA. Well, actually, years.
Fucking fish, man. Those fucking CARPs, man.
They're taking over.
Goddamn CARP!
Well, I'm going to read what I wrote on the Rant Radio page, and you can follow along. www.rantradio.com. Rant Radio falls silent in protest of CARP. On May 1st, Rant Radio will fall silent of music for one day as part of a collective protest against the proposed CARP royalties. If the royalties that are proposed to go through on May 21st proceed as promised, you'll see hundreds, if not thousands, of radio stations disappear from the internet forever. This day of silence is a reflection of what you will hear after May 21st. Since Rant Radio resides in Canada, we are not affected directly by CARP, but we're supporting Rain and Kurt Hansen in his fight against the crippling tariff. Most internet radio stations make no money from what they do and are supported through generous listeners who donate their bandwidth and time to spread the sound of often underplayed music all over the globe. Once again, the corporations are stepping in and trying to regulate and take over what has been built up by volunteers from grassroots and place a stranglehold on free speech and the simple pleasure of enjoying music. I do not agree with the flat levy placed on internet music broadcasting. I would agree on a fee paid back to the artist, notice I say artist, not record company, for a commercial internet radio station. But how can the RIAA and CARP expect non-profit radio stations to pay tens of thousands of dollars when they collect nothing back? The short answer is they don't. This is not about the money. This is about the control of what you hear. The big music companies don't want you to hear the small and independent artists being played in non-profit radio stations. They want to sell you their artists exclusively, and they will do anything to make this happen, even as far as legislating and taxing the independents to death. If you need an example, just take a listen to any commercial radio station on your local dial. You will hear nothing but the top 40 songs that station are paid to play over and over again. If you think that radio station is not being paid to play the latest hits, then you need to dig a little deeper. Now, if the corporations control what you hear, they control what you buy. Do you really think the prefab boy and girl bands would sell millions of records if they weren't advertised? And I do mean advertised, not played, on commercial radio stations. Do you think you're really listening to music? There's less advertising in the ads than in the songs you're hearing. The proposed CARP legislation will destroy internet radio as we know it and turn it into another medium through which you will be brainwashed into thinking what you're listening to is what you like and what you need to buy. Rant Radio itself, if it resided in the United States, would personally have to pay in upwards of $100,000 U.S. per year to operate. I have already put in thousands to this nonprofit radio station, and I run this station out of the love of music. I would never... Oh, I did that wrong. I would never have this taken away from me or my listeners just to put a few more dollars and complete control into the hands of a few select record companies. Companies who are still making record amounts of profits, even after the advent and proliferation of MP3s and CD duplication. As the longest running since January 3rd, 1999, and usually the most listened to non-commercial industrial station on the net, Rant Radio hopes to spread the word and destructiveness about CARP. If you're a listener or even run an internet radio station yourself, please help by letting everyone you know about this threat to music and music stations. I urge you to let the powers that be that you know that you're opposed to this legislation that will have a devastating impact on internet radio and may even eventually lead to the closure of Rant Radio. And I'll post some references to read up on CARP and the RIAA in the IRC channel.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's cool. Don't get me wrong. That's cool, and it's important that when you pirate MP3s, you're downloading
communism.
Yeah. There's a couple things we need to keep in perspective. There's a lot of people listening. They're like, oh, shit, man. Shit, man. I just tuned into Rant Radio, and I'm listening to this shit. It's really cool. I mean, fuck, I've listened to some regular radio, and not to pat myself on the back or anything, because God knows I don't do enough of that. But yeah. We kick a lot of regular radio stations' ass.
I know.
You know?
It's horrible.
I've had people come up to me
DJs
and say, hey, Sean, you know, Z95.3 is having a thing where they need an announcer. And I'm like, yeah, I'll just go sign up to be an announcer. For Z95.3,
sure.
I'll send in my demo tape.
And they'll go.
And they'll, because they play, they're the station locally that plays Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and fucking Queer Bait.
name the girl boy
every
group.
You know, boy flavor of the month, whatever the fuck it is. Okay, they're the ones who play it. Okay, so
yep.
I'm just going to go be an announcer for them. Sure.
Even if he did get on the station, he'd be off in about a minute.
Through my gritted teeth. And now... coming. Oh, God, it's coming.
Starts breaking the CDs.
Yeah, oh, my God, I'd wig out. I'd just go fucking insane, and there's no way I could do it.
I didn't mention it in there, but it's not just the money. They also want to spy on you, the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
They want a complete record of everyone who listens to the station. They're forcing you to sign up to listen to the station. They want to know what country of origin you're from and your IP address, everything.
Yeah, that's great. But, see, there's one small problem here.
What's that?
Well, I'm not going to stop broadcasting.
No.
I'm not. I don't give a fuck. Listen, we got how many people we got in the RC right now? Like, we got what?
53.
We got 53 people in the IRC. So, let's say, one in 10 of them are actually a hardcore. Now, there's more than one in 10, because, like, I mean, shit, some of these guys, like Breaker One and JoJo the Dogface Boy, Kexler,
we
all these guys.
We just switch servers, too, so some people are
lost. Yeah,
like,
you know, there's people floating around, but there's guys out there who are hardcore. Smokey, Echo, all those guys, you know, are all hardcore listeners.
Yeah.
They'll just keep circulating the program.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
If it's available to download, you can keep going. I mean, I'm not going to stop doing it. So don't be like, oh, shit, man, the show's going to go off the air. No, it's not going to go off the air. That's just it.
They can't.
Yeah, because I reject it. I reject your law. I'm sorry. Fuck you. Well, you have to stop. Buddy, I don't have to do anything but stay white and die, and that's because I don't got any shoe polish. Go fuck yourself, okay? I don't have to do a goddamn thing, all right? You're going to sit there and tell me, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. Suck my ass.
Do we have a microphone and internet connection?
Do I have a microphone? You want me to go Condor about all this shit? I will. I don't really care. I can probably get a whole listing of people right now who'd be willing to let me show up at their house and broadcast from their house.
It's the Sean Roving Radio
it's
Show.
It's the Sean K. Roving, ranting, fucking pirate internet radio show coming to a theater near you. I mean, give me a break, man. So they can't stop it. This is a big scare tactic. Like, you want to, like, now, oh, I think I'm going to sneeze. I'm sick. I think I got Hep A or some shit from a mosquito in Houston. That would suck.
That would suck a lot.
But
this
fucking
is going
Scientologist mosquito. That's what it was.
They've got spies.
They do.
Mosquito spies.
Well, they're about as intelligent as mosquitoes, so you know.
So you've got 3 weeks left. So
3 weeks.
We can't do anything up here in Canada because we don't have a congressman.
Yeah,
senators.
They
wouldn't listen to us.
We don't actually have a problem either.
Yeah,
because
this moment.
You know, as it stands, like on one hand,
it really sucks because all these radio stations are being shut down, but now there's going to be like five radio stations and we're going to be one of them. So, I mean, I guess sure. that's kind of okay because, I mean, we get more listeners, but fuck, I don't want to get listeners that way. That's bullshit.
No, that's, by force. No,
yeah, look, like, oh, yeah, look, we're the, you know, it's not
we
about...
We win by default.
Yeah, you bet. It's not that we won. It's that everybody else lost. You know, that's just not
they
cool.
They got shot by the starting gun.
Yeah, that is so not on. Things that are not on. By Sean.
And we're the little brother to the United States, usually. Yeah.
I'm not no fucking United States little brother. Whatever.
No.
We're the whipping boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever. So, speaking of which, let's talk about other core political people wanting to know about what you're doing. Alien Binary has been showing up at my house with phone books and punching me in the face with them in the form of email. And I have... he sent me some stuff. And, of course, I love this. Whenever people send me really long emails,
yeah.
they always start it with... I know you said no long shit, but this is about fighting the corrupt political state in a real plausible way. So I'm going to read this.
Excuse. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Alien Binary is the shit. Like, the guy's got this going on. I set InterArchy, which is, I imagine, a full-featured FTP and TCP client, to listen on all ports. And the amount of data that is being amassed by companies is astounding. The thing is, if you watch a good sniffer, one that can parse packets into readable data, you can see what apps are collecting data and what companies are responsible. It's all about the knowledge. I read Sun Tzu's Art of War this week. And you are absolutely right.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen to what Sean K says.
And you will
Sean,
be a
you are so
person.
Right. Know your enemy. So run a sniffer and see what the enemy knows about you. And then start blocking off their access to your shit. Okay? Independent AIM clients, for example, since they do only basic sockets and none of the Java Nazi stuff AOL Inc. throws in, they don't send out your user info to TikTok or Osco, so use an independent client. Netscape claims to be secure via RSA, except for why is it that my sniffer can...
Concatenated
my SMTP password in plain text.
Ooh,
that's not cool. And why does it give out random bits of data to corporations? All the things are right there. LimeWire sends a hell. What the hell?
There's like lines missing or something.
Is
but
there?
They're gone, so they're not coming back.
Oh, well. They will listen to your 10 gigs of music go by? Not really. So I say, all WOGs need to start checking their ports to see who's checking them out. It might just be a way of taking back your privacy and your identity. You might be interested in what the companies who do this have to say. Incidentally, they do openly admit and is amassing the data. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. Here you go. Yeah, we're doing it. Not every organization that runs spyware has EUAs within these lines, but yet it's encouraged, since otherwise it's not entirely legal yet. Yeah, that's the big term, is yet. It's not entirely illegal to be doing all this shit yet, but nobody cares, because it's not all legal until somebody tries to hit a slap suit, and they got more money than you do, so their lawyers will outdo your lawyers.
That's right.
It's bullshit. It's like
put your stacks of money on the table. Yeah. Okay, they win.
They win. They have bigger stacks. Fuck off. At least there's something, I suppose. I compiled this really short list so people don't say, that's nice, Sean, now prove it. It's unfortunate it took more effort to find out for myself than to find links and documentation from the companies. Nutella client software with spyware. LimeWire. No kidding. And here's the link to the LimeWire thing about their privacy. Are you going somewhere?
I'm going to go get those halftime songs.
I need you to post.
Do stuff.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I need you to post links. Can we not do that or no?
Yeah, we can.
Sorry.
It's all your fault.
Okay, well, the first one is the LimeWire Privacy Out.
Okay.
Look up their LimeShop program, which is installed on the user's hard drive, when users. It collects the info here. Incidentally, because they do install it almost entirely without mentioning it, the bottom line is the LimeWire Inc. privacy policy has a piece on disabling LimeShop. So there's a piece in there about disabling that. Kazaa. Ooh, cringe. Yeah, Kazaa is like fucking evil. Okay, and there's their privacy statement.
Evil.
So we're going to post the Kazaa privacy statement. Instant Messenger clients that call home. AIM calls home, and Yahoo Instant Messenger also both call home. The AIM one is disturbing because they actually describe the process of selling data collecting on television viewing to TV networks, while the Kazaa one is just disgusting. I'm not trying to say this isn't public knowledge. In fact, if you go to privacy policy on any major site, you can see these documents. However, these things are written to be inserted into end-user license agreements so people click their way into a cord. The good thing is that it's possible in actually reading the agreements to know in advance what you are forfeiting. So perhaps it would be a good idea to read the documents that say, don't delete me, or read me, please. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Take the time, guys. Take the time. It's important that you check out this shit. I know that we all just... Oh, what? I can see Britney Spears' tits? Okay, install. Where's the file? No, you can't do that, guys. You gotta
read now.
Yeah, you gotta check that out.
You're signing an agreement.
And there's a whole ton of stuff that Alien Binary has sent me that's very, very, very cool. The guy's very switched on in the whole privacy stuff. I'm sure that if you message him or... in Binary, you want to throw your email in the RC, and then I won't do it for you because I don't want to know if you want me to do that.
Just in case.
But if people want to get into that and check out what's going on, you should really check that shit out. It's really, really mental, the amount of stuff that's going on. I mean, we're all becoming criminals. It's all just going way sideways. Now, you don't have that halftime music showed up yet, obviously.
No, I got to go get it. Can you talk about something?
I'll talk about some shit.
Okay.
Maybe I should rant live. Sim's leaving. He's going away. I said it once. The second song. Oh. Yeah. So we're not going to be playing. We're playing music which stays in line with what we're talking about tonight versus just unknown media. But, I mean, guys, how fucked up is this? I mean, how nuts does this have to be? There's so many. Like, we've been talking about this now. You know what's really funny is that Rant Radio has been on the air longer than the dot-com craze happened. Like, we were there before the dot-com craze, throughout the dot-com craze, and then there's, like, the post-dot-com craze. And now we're in the lockdown post-traumatic 911 craze, where everything's being declared terrorism, we're all declared terrorists and all this kind of jazz. And you can bet that what's going to happen is if I wind up being, if they wind up kicking in the door down here, you know they're going to be playing a suicide rant. They're going to be saying, I'm telling kids to kill other people. You know that's what they're going to be doing, because that's what they want people to say. That's what their world is about. Yep, you betcha. We will throw whatever spin we can put on this. It's all in the wrist, baby. It's all in the wrist, how I put the spin on this bad boy, because that's what they'll do. That's what they'll do. That's what they've done time after time after time after time. And we've seen it. You've seen it yourself. Shit, there's people who are listening right now who are 14 years old. And you know what? How many times have you seen it? Everybody knows that it's bullshit. Do you even believe anything anymore? I mean, how many times do you buy something now and you get interrogated? Yeah, I'm going to buy these batteries. Are these for your personal use or business use? Who fucking cares, man? I'm going to load these up into a shotgun and blow away my cat. Fuck off. Doesn't matter what I do with these. I'm building a rail weapon. You want to fuck off? I mean, give me a break. Why have I got to be interrogated every time I buy something? Oh, what's your phone number? What's your phone number, buddy? I'm just buying these batteries. Well, I got to know your phone number. You do, eh? Why do you got to know my phone number? I leave my bathroom window unlocked. I'm on the other side with my Rottweiler and a fucking 12-gauge and my cannibalistic frog, you fucking freak. I'm sorry, man. I'm just sick of that shit. I'm so sick of everybody always interrogating me every time I go out to buy something, you know? Go down to Staples. Go to Office Depot. Go wherever the fuck you want. Oh, yeah, well, I need to know your email, your postal code, your zip code, your fucking DNA code. I need to know it all, man. We need to know it all before you can buy this pack of Tic Tacs, okay? And nobody, it's not even, it's just for our demographic. It's just for our demographic. I don't care about your demographic, okay? Don't get me wrong, okay? Don't get me wrong. I think that business is not a bad thing. People need to make money. That's okay, okay? People need to make cash. You got to understand that people need to make money, okay? So to go into business, that's fine. But what if you had a little bit of fucking integrity? Whatever happened to that? Where's the integrity? Okay, where's the integrity with going and being, oh, I'm going to go and actually honor, treat my customers as people, treat them with privacy and all that kind of jazz? Like, holy crap! Holy crap! I mean, there's no integrity left anywhere in business. Everyone's all about guerrilla tactics. Everyone's all about, you know, screwing over whoever. I mean, shit, we're being openly treated like slaves. I mean, shit, they're talking about branding us and numbering us and all this kind of jazz. Not for our own safety. Not for the safety of our money. So we can be tracked. I mean, shit, how long before we get identity callers and we get inoculations? I mean, come on now. This is getting out of control. The whole thing's just fucked up. And the only thing, now, you can't go out there and start lighting shit on fire. Well, you could. But you can't really do that, okay? Because then you go to jail and then you get caught up in the machine. You get caught up in the machine, the big gears, and they're ready for you to do it, man. If you go out there and got any grand ideas about lighting shit on fire and hurting people and stuff, you are going to get fucking eaten, all right? The big machine is going to eat you. So what you have to do is you got to go Gandhi, man. You got to reject it on a very base personal level. Turn the TV off.
Actually, on that note, what? How many people did turn the TV off?
How many people did turn the TV
for
off this week?
Yeah, for TV off week, because it ended yesterday.
You know, people sit back and they go, Sean, how is it that you've got these viewpoints? You want to know why? Because I haven't watched TV since 97. No, I tell a lie, since 94. Now, I've gone and I've watched my movies. That doesn't mean if it's media, you don't watch it. That's not the point. I'm talking about general generic television. I was spared Seinfeld. I was spared it. I never had to deal with Seinfeld. Why? Because I said, fuck it. All right? The last TV show that I watched with any kind of religious fervor when I thought was the shit was Star Trek Next Generation right up until Tasha Yar died. And then I said, fuck this. This is bullshit. Because it's crap. It's crap. What do you do in the meantime I'm doing? Read. Read a book. Read a book. Read, read, read. I mean, there's absolutely nothing better to do than to sit back and read. But no, we don't. Why? Because we're lazy. Because we're lazy. Because you're lazy. And that's it. And laziness is like procrastination is the castration of our culture. Okay, that's all it is. If you sit back and go, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it the next day. I'll do it the day after the next day. I'll get to that. Yeah, whatever, you know. I should really eat better. Why don't you? Oh, well, whatever. No, whatever. You ever notice that you only live once is a marketing tool? I should watch my money, but hey, you only live once. No. Who told you that? Who told you that? Where are you getting that data from? Where are you getting that data from? Where are you getting this? Oh, well, you know, live the good life. Live beyond your means. You know, credit cards, legalized loan sharks, 24%, and they wind up taking you outside and beating the living dog shit after you. People have killed themselves over credit cards. Well, it's their own fault. They can't control their spending. Oh, yeah, okay. That's great. You're going to put me in a lockbox, bake me in the sun, show me on all four sides of the lockbox Coke commercials. I get out of the box and there's a Coke can sitting there. What the fuck do you think I'm going to do, okay? It's not hard to program people, okay? We are all bots. We're bio-meat bots, baby. And if we can sit back and just come to realize that, yeah, we can be programmed. But you gotta hack your head. You've got to hack your head. And what's the first thing you got to do when you're hacking? What's the first thing? You got to get access. Got to have a way in. You got to have a way in. And we're allowing people to get into our heads right now. We're allowing people to get into our heads by watching TV, by reading the media, by buying into the lie. That's the whole thing, okay? It's the same gang. So hack your own fucking head. Take control of your head. Choose what you're going to do. Choose how you're going to be getting this happening. This is why they're shutting down Rant Radio. This is why they want to shut it. All the internet radio stations down, because this is what we're about. We're about hacking your head. We're about giving you the power back. We're not making any money from you, so what the fuck am I saying? What the fuck am I saying here, you know?
What are we trying to manipulate you into doing?
Why am I here every Monday night giving up hours and hours of my time? I mean, shit, it's 8:55. This show's supposed to be an hour long. Does anybody even remember that, you know?
Do you think we're even halfway done?
You think we're even halfway done? We're not even close to being halfway done, okay? Yeah, it's exactly like Snow Trash, okay? It's exactly like that, you know? And I got some shit that I'm going to be giving out to people. Soon, one day. I'm not going to talk about that right now. But I got shit that I'm working on so I can give to you guys. Okay? Because it is about helping people, man. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm talking my shit. Because you've got enough people trying to say, well, you know, you got to make your own decision and make out what's right for you. Well, shit. You know, everybody else is telling you what to do, except for there's a few people saying, do what's right for you. Well, I'm going to tell you what's right for you. And for starters, turn the fucking TV off. Okay? Because there's absolutely nothing. I mean, Jerry Springer, give me a break. Give me a break. Okay, when was the last time you watched something on TV that was worth a fuck? Name five things on TV. Bet you they were all on the History Channel. You know, there's a few things on sci-fi. Don't get me wrong. Okay? Shit that's really artistic. But how much of that shit do you really watch? Don't use the one show that you watch that's actually decent to justify the hours and hours of mental diarrhea which is spit at you by a cathode ray nipple.
Flip.
Okay.
Flip.
With the fucking, I mean, you know, as my belly is swelling and my brain is shrinking and then pass me another diet fucking Coke. Okay. I want to sponge my brain. My brain looks like coral now from all the aspartame I've been sucking on. Don't believe in the aspartame fucking cooks your head? Go talk to some hairdressers. Yeah, the Diet Coke crowd. Yeah, love those guys. But until that time, man, we're all just going to be criminals. That's all we are. So, fucking, you gotta hack your own head, man. And if that means you're going to be a hacker, if that means you're a hacker because you hacked your own head, then fucking A. Fucking A, man. If that's what makes it, then call me a hacker. Call me my own mental case. Call me a fucking criminal.
A lot of people ask me stupid fucking questions. A lot of people think that what I say on record or what I talk about on a record that I actually do in real life or that I believe in it. Or if I say that I want to kill somebody that I'm actually going to do it or that I believe in it. Well, shit, you believe that, then I'll kill you. You know why? Because I'm a criminal.
With a jagged edge, it'll stab you in the head. Whether you're a fag or less, or a homo sex, a map, or a trans event, pants or dress, hate facts, the answer's yes. Homophobic, nah, you're just heterophobic. Staring in my jeans, watching my genitals fold. That's my motherfucking balls, you better let go of them. They belong in my scrotum, you'll never get home. Hey, me, Versace, what? Somebody shot me, and I was just checking the mail. Get it? Checking the mail. How many records you expect in a cell after your second LP sends you directly to jail? Come on, relax, yeah. Child, help us destroy these demons. Please send me a brand new car and a prostitute while my wife's sick in the hospital.
Preacher, preacher, fifth grade teacher, you can't reach me, my mom can't either. You can't teach me a goddamn thing, cause I watch TV and Comcast cable. If you ain't able to stop these thoughts, you can't stop me from chopping these charts. You can't stop me from dropping each march with a brand new CD for these fucking retards.
And the thing, it's just little old me, Mr. Don't Give a Fuck, still won't. Every time I write a rhyme, people think it's a crime to tell me what's on my mind. I guess I'm a criminal. I don't gotta say a word, I just click in the bird and keep going. I don't take you from no one. I'm a criminal. Every time I write a rhyme, people think it's a crime to tell me what's on my mind. I guess I'm a criminal. I don't gotta say a word, I just click in the bird and keep going. I don't take you from no one.
My mother did drugs, hard liquor, cigarettes, and speed. The baby came out, this figured like a mince indeed. It was a seed who would grow up just as crazy as she. Don't dare make fun of that baby, cause that baby was me. I'm a criminal. An animal case to turn crazed. But how the fuck you supposed to grow up when you weren't raised? So as I got older and I got a lot taller, my dick shrunk smaller, but my balls got larger. I drank more liquor to fuck you up quicker than you'd want to fuck me if I say the word. My morals went when the president got old. Sex in his awful office on top of his head, all of his own employee. Now don't ignore me, you want a boy, and you can't miss me. I'm white, blonde hair, and my nose is pointy. I'm the bad guy who makes fun of people that die in plane crashes or laughs as long as it ain't happening. Slim Shady, I'm as crazy as him, and him and Kim combined. In place of the doctor, cause Dre couldn't make it today. He's a little under the weather, so I'm taking his place. Oh, that's Dre with an AK to his face. Don't make me kill him too, with Dre's brains all over the place. I told you, Dre, you should've kept that thing put away. I guess that'll teach you not to let me play with it.
Alright, look, just go up in that motherfucking, get the motherfucking money and get the fuck up out of here.
Alright.
I'll be right here waiting on you.
Alright.
Yo, M.
What?
Don't kill nobody this time.
Alright.
Hi.
How you doing?
How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to make a withdrawal. Okay. Put the fucking money in the bag, bitch, and I won't kill you.
Oh my God, don't kill
me. I'm not gonna kill you. Fucking
don't
around.
Kill me. Just
I said I'm not gonna fucking kill you. Hurry the fuck up.
Thank you. Windows tinted on my ride when I drive in it. But when I rob a bank, run out and just dive in it. So I'll be disguised in it. And if anybody identifies the guy in it, I hide for 5 minutes. Come back, shoot the eyewitness. Fire at the private eye, hide and pry in my business. Die, bitches, bastards, rats, pets. This puppy's lucky I didn't blast his ass yet. If I ever gave a fuck, I'd shave my nuts. Suck my dick in between my legs and cluck. You motherfucking chickens ain't brave enough to say the stuff I say, so just take it shut.
On my mind, I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't gotta say a word, I just click the bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one. I'm a
criminal.
tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a criminal. I don't gotta say a word. I've been splitting the bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one. I'm a criminal. Every time I write a rhyme, people think it's a crime. They tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a criminal. I don't gotta say a word. I've been splitting the bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one. I'm a criminal. Every time I write a rhyme, people think it's a crime. They tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a criminal. I don't gotta say a word.
broadcasting since January 1999. You're listening to Rant Radio. It's time for another rant. Get ready to listen to Sean Kennedy.
That cult.
Weird. For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email. Join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
You guys are cold. Fucking right. This ain't over. I'm just going to bash you over now.
So I'm driving in my car on my way to work, and I find myself humming this tune, baby, let's do it like we do on the Discovery. Wait a minute, I hate that fucking music. And then I come to the realization that because I listen to the radio, the music that's playing there is being ingrained into my subconscious, and I realize that, wait a minute, I've never liked this music. I hate all this music. This music sucks ass. But because it's being constantly repeated on you, repeated on you, because it's constantly repeated on you, because it's constantly repeated on you, you have to like it. After a while, you just get it, and it's forced into your head, and you can't get rid of these fucking songs by the Backstreet Boys and Britney fucking Spears and all these other asshole boy-girl groups that just lit. And then every now and again, you get on this one fucking radio station, you get like one song every three fucking months. It's a tidbit that you actually care about the song. You're like, oh, I really like this song. And then like a moron, you call in, and you're like, oh, could you play that song again, please? I just want to hear it one more time. Because you have to hear a good song, because they're force feeding this shit on you. I know the latest Pearl Jam songs. Do I want to know the latest Pearl Jam songs? No! I fucking hate Pearl Jam. I hate them! Jeremy's back. You know, give me a fucking break. But I know the songs because they're force-fed into my fucking head. I can almost give you the goddamn track order. I don't need this fucking information. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. Yes, yes, yes. Back in the day, some of the old school rant power. It's been a while since I've been able to crank out some rant power now. I mean, it's not often I rant anymore.
There I am. It's all on the show here now.
It's all on the show here now. I mean, how long was I going off there for before the intro? I mean, fuck,
it was quite a bit there.
Yeah, I mean, that was like 4 or 5 minutes there.
Changes is like going nuts in the channel.
Yeah, Changes is telling
you guys
me
they're like not doing it the right way.
Changes is telling me about my online responsibilities. I love that shit.
You guys aren't doing your part. What are you doing?
Yeah, you're right, Changes. I definitely, you know.
Yeah,
I
mean, we should stop. We're just not doing a good thing. We've only been doing this for 3.5 years.
Yeah. Okay. No, I know what he's saying, though. I hear what he's saying.
A lot of people reacted to that. Why are you going off the air on May 1st? Well, we're not going off the air. We're going to be broadcasting sort of the same message that I read out to you in the beginning of the show. And we're not putting any music on. And this is to show you what it's going to sound like after May 21st when there is no more music in the United States.
That's the point.
No more uncorporate music. Yeah. We'll only listen to corporate rock.
Now, we don't need to convince you guys.
No, you guys know.
Okay, we don't need to convince you guys. So, like, if we were just going to protest and broadcast information, we'd be preaching to the converted. Okay, you're preaching to the choir. All right. So what we want to do is we want to shock the shit out of the casual listener who's just like, oh, well, whatever. And then he goes, whoa, where'd all the music go?
Yeah, I listened to Rant Radio yesterday.
Where's all the music? You know, where'd that go?
And then he listens to the message and goes, oh, that's what's going on. Maybe I should write to my congressman and tell them about how they're raping internet radio.
Yeah, you know, and personally, I don't think it's going to do a goddamn thing.
I wouldn't say so.
You don't think so?
Just about every online internet radio station is participating.
I suppose
just
it's
about all college and university radio stations are participating.
Really?
PBS is doing it on their classical channel.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of real radio stations are participating
really?
As well. It's huge.
Wow, I didn't know that.
People will hear
this. I thought
it
was just a bunch of guys in their living room deciding to say, fuck that.
Oh, no.
Well, in that case, then you want to definitely do something about that, because if it's going to be that huge, then definitely.
Smokehouse did write his congressman.
Yeah, he did.
Thank you, Smokey.
Yeah, he did. And we're not going
to all the other people. No, we're not going to read. It's just like, blah, 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 same stuff we've been saying.
Yeah.
Don't take away our music.
But Smokehouse, if anyone wants to know, I mean, or Orbit Juice. I wrote Robert and Ronald McDonald.
Way to go, Orbit Juice.
You know, the funny thing is, I'd love to get all rised up again. I'd love to, you know, fucking light another fire and rally around the flag, you know, and try to raise up another giant force. You know, well,
we've
shit.
We've got
the
WOG Armada.
Well, we got the WOG Armada.
Fast and loose, Sean.
Well,
keep
you know, Sim,
don't do it. Please.
Sim's like, oh gotcha. Don't do another cult, Sean. Don't do another cult, Sean.
We'll call it Cult Part 2. Yeah, cult2.org. Yeah.
2.0. No. But it was cool. I mean, like, when things were going good, it's just that's why it's so difficult to organize the online communities, because of that exact shit we just saw on the channel right now. We would try to do something, and then five people disagree with the way
you're
doing it.
You're not right. I'm right. I'm a little bit righter than you.
It should be this way. Can't you see my logic? Well, yeah, but I'm sort of right, you know. And that's exactly the problem.
I'm more punk than you.
Yeah, well, more than that, it's just hard to get solidarity.
Yes.
It's hard to get solidarity with a bunch of fucking, you know, yahoos on the web. I mean, it's difficult to do without, you know, a 17-page legal document broken down into subsections and persons, in which case you've become what you set out to destroy.
Yep.
Not slamming anybody, okay, but if you've got a 15-page legal document with subsections...
outlining how to operate your organization, we're going to go protest on this day at this location so they can make sure and shut us down.
Yeah, and, you know, and your whole fucking voting schemes and all that. Democracy doesn't work. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If you're running an organization or a business, business is what's taking over the earth. Businesses are not run by democracy. Hey, it's not my fault. Okay, that's just the bottom line, okay? So what we need to do is we need to get some big businesses with some integrity. Now, here, like, Sean, what did you just say?
Businesses with integrity?
It's not going to work like
Black
that.
Black-owned.
Black-owned. You know, seriously, guys, like, that's why it's important that we start. All this comes down to you. Okay, all this comes down to what you do and who you are in the world. This is what it's about. Okay, because it's all about what you do today and tomorrow and the next day. Some folks, I mean, there's some kids out there in middle America who this station is the shit for them.
And that's all they have.
That's all they got. Like,
they got the one country station that their parents listen to in the location, but
you know,
nothing else.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. You know, and these people, you know, they message me and stuff like that. They want me to digitally baptize them, you know, and some people say, well, that's fucking weak and whatever. Shut up. Okay, just shut up. Shut up. The problem is that gradually... You try to be a patient person, but after a while, you just start cutting heads off. You know,
sometimes it goes too far, man.
You know,
oh, you're looking at the head.
Seriously, that was Smokehouse, man. That was Smokehouse. Yeah, we need to take a patient zero. He's kind of crossed over in camp. You're looking at the heads, aren't you? Yeah, he goes too far sometimes. He does, you know. And
he's a big man.
He's a big man, and I'm a little man. And he's a big man, and you know, there's me inside, you know, all fat and shit, talking about killing cows and fucking slugs on straight razors and. Oh, my God. You know, the Internet will, when you get the black shakes, you got to do it right. And you got to make sure that when you do stuff, I am thinking about something, though. It seems like, oh, God, shut your mouth. Smokehouse is like, no, you're not. You haven't told me about it, so you can't be allowed. You're not allowed to be thinking about anything.
When people do things, do your own little portion of it. Don't say, you're not doing enough, so don't do anything at all, you bastard.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
what you can.
Well, it's like when we help that kid. I helped that kid, the cancer kid.
Yeah, the cancer kid.
The kid.
Sean and I went. And
people were chastising us because we wanted to go help this kid. Well, she was in the media. What about the kids last week? I don't know about those kids last week. I'm just trying to help this one. Well, fuck.
You didn't help the millions.
You didn't help the millions, did you?
Sorry.
You know,
I tried.
I am not Mother Teresa. You know, there's not much I can do. And, you know, if people don't know what black shakes are, if people are, like, wondering what the black shakes are, cyberpsychosis and the black shakes. If you don't know about it, you will. Yes. Cyberpsychosis is what happens. What happens is if cyberpsychosis sets in when you've been on the web for too long, and you've been coding and you've been doing too much shit, and all of a sudden you just can't turn on the computer anymore. You just go, and you're sick of it, and it just fucking
the
you
boot,
start
the boot up beat.
Yeah,
just
you fail to post, and that's it for you. Okay, and when he dies, it dies. When it dies, he dies.
And Ashley was her name. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's. Yeah, thanks, TK. Ashley was her name. Yeah, all these people. That's amazing. You know what Templar Knight did?
What's that?
I believe it was TK, and I hope I don't fuck this up, but when, I don't know if you ever knew about this, but on my birthday, I believe it was TK, TK and Smokehouse, and I think a couple other guys, tried to organize a massive conference call, like hooking up five different continents to phone my cell and sing me happy birthday.
That's right. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, but computers, they split people up. You know, they separate people. You know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the kids are getting more divided. They don't have as much friends today.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How many people are in the channel? Yeah.
Yeah. Angel Mulder, yeah, I did rip that off of Johnny Mnemonic. You're absolutely right. But, I mean...
Sean ripped something off?
Oh, God, I rip everything off. I don't know if you've noticed, but I pretty much steal it all, because there's nothing original.
New art's not invented, it's recycled.
That's right.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Reduce, reuse, reload. That's why I don't use Desert Eagle, because it's really hard on brass. Okay, the Human Genome Mapping Project will be completed next year. This is a link.
Wasn't that done?
Apparently, they're talking a little bit more about this, where they're talking about the China is doing some genome mapping and shit like
maybe
that.
Maybe they didn't get it quite done.
Well, it was done, and then it was not done, and there was a big scandal. I don't know if you remember about that. It was just kind of, sort of a scary-ass thing that was going on there. So the genome mapping in China is just really bad. China is...
Oh, that didn't work. You'll have to search for it on CNN, though.
Oh, really? Did
Sorry
it fuck up?
That. Yeah.
Oh. Who sent me that link? You fucking prick. You goddamn cocksucker. And, who sent me these links anyway? I'm a little bit ill-prepared tonight, guys, because I got back and my wife hadn't been eating. If I don't feed my wife, she dies. That's unfortunate. She doesn't. I get back, there's no food in the fucking house. Like, huge patches
the
of
the bowl was empty.
Yeah,
she was
pretty much.
By the fire.
I make her,
herself.
You know, I'm such a pussy. I am such a fucking pussy, okay? I do all the cooking in my house. I make my wife's lunch. I make her breakfast. I make her dinner. You know, I make sure she's doing everything, you know, because I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't have a fucking job right now. My ass is unemployed.
Jobless bum.
I'm a jobless motherfucker. My job is to go home and fuck my wife. That's my job. And
come here on Monday.
I come here on Monday.
You don't get paid for either.
This is my job. Motherfucker, fuck you, Sam. No, that's pretty bad. It's pretty bad when you've got to sit there and make sure that your wife keeps eating. Because she does. She forgets to eat. And then, you know, and then her friends at work are like all, you know, did you eat while I was gone? Oh, yeah. Her friends are like, yeah, she was eating bagels for 3 days. She had like this. She brought a loaf of bread. She bought a loaf of bread, and then I come home and there's like a brand new thing of like frozen peas in the fridge. See? Yeah, it's still sealed, honey. You haven't eaten any of the frozen peas.
This doesn't work. No.
You know. Fuck. What is up with that? I don't understand that shit. From Fizzy Chicken.
Fizzy Chicken.
Hi, Sean. You've got
on the IRC, so we can read these names out.
Hi, Sean. You've got one more UK listener here in Liverpool. Although I can't listen live, I can keep down a day job listening to all your shows so far. But what was with that Eden Project guy? Crazy man. Okay, if humanity was altruistic and aware of the Big End game, but there aren't any more than 1% of the population who give a fuck about anyone else. Idealism, methinks. Oh, a couple of shows back, you asked how Israel can afford all the arms they have to kick out the Palestinians. Well, them receiving a shed load of aid from the USA might have something to do with it. Currently running at around the $2 billion a year in aid per year. They have something like $50 billion given to them since the United States since the 50s.
Ah.
By the way, have you watched the interview with David Miscavige, current sign boss? Yeah, this is when he gave us this one here.
I'll put that in the RC for everyone to
look. And it's, I believe, it's worth an hour of your time. So this is probably a pretty big download. And anything, of course, my traditional thing of slamming Scientology.
Da-da-da.
For those of you who are listening and who are brand new here, like Sirkot and Spitzkoff and everyone else who I may or may not have seen before, Scientology bad. Scientology bad. Scientology is bad. Now, I have a new term for you guys to go along with cyberpsychosis and the black shakes. And this is a question from someone And that's Triple NPD, which actually stands for Triple NPD. No names, no pack drill. This is a military term for when people used to say, you know, oh, I heard that, you know, we were going in this X or something like that. That's what Triple NPD means. It is no names, no pack drill. Because pack drill, those, if you know whose name, you know who's responsible, and then there's pack drill. What is pack drill? Pack drill in the Canadian Armed Forces is when they make you put on all your webbing and all your gear and your backpack and your helmet, and they stand you on the parade square and make you do drill at double quick time, and it hurts a lot. Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering, here's the letter. I was wondering if you could get your take on something that happened last week. I'm currently at McMaster University here in Hamilton. Last week, to the total surprise of most people on campus, an armored personnel vehicle and two Jeeps showed up in the parking in the middle of causing a third.
Oh.
Showing the power of the internet, within 5 minutes, the campus wondering what was going on, and... within 5 minutes, the campus wondering what was going on and how to protest. As it turns out, no, it wasn't the next Tiananmen Square. My question for you is this. In your opinion, what would have been the best way to handle the situation? Like I said, I know from various groups immediately out there protesting with signs and whatnot, did they really do much? Probably not. This time, as an opportunity to be a learning experience, instead of going out protesting, I went with some friends and talked with the military folks. I asked them to describe their jobs, positions, and weapons, how they were transporting into the theater of war and whatnot. I felt they had learned something from talking with them. These people know war through the very technical language. They know their jobs, and they do them well. That's how the military should work, right? I myself know war from various political, economic perspectives. While I was talking with soldiers, I made no moral judgments. I only learned from experience. My question is, in your opinion, what is the better action to take? Outright protest, which seems to be fairly ineffective, or using the situation to gain knowledge and understanding? I'm going to go one step further. Okay? I think I got to be real careful with this because we were just talking about, you know, the protest action of turning off the radio station. That is a protest to raise awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's raising awareness to an issue. That's an information thing. Okay? A protest to give information is not really a protest. Like, it is kind of a protest. Like, if diet beverages are really bad, aspartame is really, really bad. Okay? In case you're wondering, aspartame is fucking brutal. If you're drinking aspartame and diet pop, fuck, drink sugar. Okay? For me, please. Please have some sugar. Okay? Sugar is a good thing. All right? Stay away from aspartame. It's fucking bad shit. So, where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, information. You got to make sure that people are aware of the situation. Now, people are already aware of the situation. Like, there's military vehicles outside. Everyone already knows that there's military vehicles there. So going out there and protesting that is pointless. However, with the power of the internet, okay, with the power of technology, with the power of your own mind, you, by yourself, are more powerful than you have ever been in the past. For example, let's say we all lived in serf times and the king raised the tax and we didn't like that, so we all took to the streets and rattled our signs. Okay, that was great. That was 500 years ago. Now it's today. And if you look out there, how do I do this correctly? There are ways of striking back an individual can do, where an individual is now can do more damage than a large group of people. Okay, and I don't mean damage in like a, I'm going to, you know, shut the power off to the city kind of a way. Mm-hmm. I mean in a, like what this guy did, okay? He went out there, found out about their information, la, 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 la. Maybe this guy was a comms guy. Maybe he knew a lot about that. Maybe he can learn about that. I understand the people who are in the military, they're real people. Okay, they got thoughts and opinions, beliefs, and they know all about being oppressed, okay, because they're oppressed every fucking day. Okay, they're in a legalized slavery situation, okay, and that's what the military is. I know. I was there, okay? It's legalized slavery, and it's very much a cult mentality. And you don't think it is? Go look at cult training, and then go look at how the military works. And, it is cult brainwashing and training. And anyone who doesn't think that is fucking lying to themselves. Most of the people out there who've been involved with the military will be the first to admit that. So, do I think protests are a bad idea? Well, the sign-waving ones, yeah, I think they're pointless. It all depends on what your enemy thinks. Okay, that's what it's about. Who is them, the evil empire? Who is the evil empire more afraid of? Okay, look at it this way. What does the Americans spend the most amount... Like, what do you think is the most effective battle vehicle on the modern battlefield today?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Why not? military.
What do they spend the most money to kill? What's their biggest priority? They kill tanks.
Okay.
They tanks are fucking brutal. They are the queen. Like, infantry is the queen of the battlefield, but tanks take ground. Tanks are fucking terrifying, okay? There's very few things as terrifying as a tank. You can tell because there's the A-10, there's all these different weapons, anti-tank training. Huge, huge investment into destroying tanks.
Oh, yeah?
So the enemy that is out there, the enemy who wants to oppress you, will tell you what he's afraid of because that's the thing he's fighting hardest against. You see my point? That's the thing. Like, right now, the hackers have these guys absolutely fucking terrified, and they wouldn't be that terrified unless they had some power. Okay? You're not afraid of a guy who has no power.
That's right.
All right. So you gotta kind of be understanding that way. Now, the thing is, though, it's not like protesting today. Like, if you want to make yourself, if you want to masturbate, if you just want to go out and make yourself feel better, yeah, go wave a sign around. Okay? You're not doing nothing, and you can all be
get
cool
your picture in the paper.
Yeah, and you can go smoke joints afterwards and talk about how you were there, man. Okay? and you can feed me some load of shit about that. Okay? But that's not effective. Okay, when I got out of the Army, it's a funny story. Funny story time with Sean. Way back before I got into computers, I was actually into being an activist. When I got out of the Army, I decided that I was going to be an environmentalist. I decided, you know, fuck this, man. They're wrecking my planet. I'm pissed about that. So I went to Greenpeace, and I sat down at the Greenpeace session. I said, hi, I'm here to talk to you guys about some tactics. And they said, well, what do you feel you can offer Greenpeace? And I said, well, for one thing, I can offer you guys an effective method of protest. And they go, what do you mean? And I said, well, rather than having 200 people chain themselves to trees, okay, and get hit and beat on and spit on and hurt by loggers, by being focused and all that kind of jazz, that's not going to work. You give me a 5-man crack team, I'll go in under the cover of darkness, and we will destroy very quickly, without hurting anyone, the logging equipment which is used for logging, and nobody's logging nothing. I've done millions of dollars worth of damage. The trees stay up. The company is hurt in a way that it really makes sense. And you've definitely made your point, all with a 5-man crack team.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's terrorism, what I just said there.
Yes.
That's fucking terrorism, okay?
Yeah, corporate terrorism.
Yeah, right now. They're called industrial espionage, boys and girls. But, and people go, well, Sean, that's dangerous talk. Let's think about that. Why is that dangerous talk now? Why is that dangerous? Why is there always talk about bullying? Why is there always talk about bullying now? Why is that? When I did the suicide rant, Columbine hadn't happened yet. Columbine hadn't happened yet when I did the suicide rant.
Uh-huh.
But now, after those kids picked up guns and blew away a bunch of fucking people, now it's being addressed.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that funny how that works? You know? I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's. I'm not advocating that kind of behavior. But that's just the truth of the situation, guys.
Some attention was called to it pretty damn quick.
Yeah, now, I mean, fuck, now they're over. Now it's the pendulum swung too far. Kids can't play guns in the park. You know? Shut up. You know, shut up. That's just fucking brutal. Now, here's something that's a disturbing trend. Going along with this, the bait car for thieves.
Oh, bait car.
A bait car. Now,
entrapment.
Yeah, they leave a car for a thief to steal.
Yep.
And then once the car is stolen, they close in on the thief.
Oh, I've seen these. I've seen these on TV.
Yeah.
Where the car kind of shuts down, blows gas in their face, and they can't get out of the car because the windows are closed and the doors are locked.
Yeah, that eats them. I don't really know exactly what the whole gist of these cars is, but this is a technique that the cops are using. They're leaving these bait cars around for people to steal, and then they arrest them.
Yeah.
Is this police procedure or is this entrapment? Like, what is this? You know, what is this?
Yeah, there's always that fine line.
Yeah, what is that? What does that mean exactly? You know, when you sit there and you have to go and entrap thieves in order to get that. Now, don't get me wrong, I hate fucking thieves. Okay, I've always hated, using
pretty weak way to get stuff.
Yeah, it's not on. Now, here's an interesting thing. Now, the other thing is, this is kind of a cool thing, where you got, if you have the knowledge of technology, this is why hacking is so big, because the more the technology ingrains into society, the more dangerous the hacker becomes.
Because it's, like, monopolistic, and it's everywhere.
Let me say that again, for those of you who missed that. the more technology dominates society, the more dangerous a hacker becomes. Okay? Think about that.
Got that.
Let that really sink in. Okay? Because if you have those skills, you are rapidly becoming a targeted creature. You are the most feared being on the web. Why? Why are you so feared? Because you have power. That's the bottom line. Okay, that's the bottom line. This isn't rocket science, kids. Okay, there's nothing fucking magic about this. Check out this link. Did you post that?
Yep.
Like, feds might be using a Microsoft product for online ID. Okay, this is a passport system. Okay. Now, are you telling me there's no way to spam that? Are you telling me there's no way to beat that? It's fallible. Okay. It was cooked up by somebody, you know, who wanted to. Jeez, I hate XP. This fucking control thing. How am I supposed to hold a mic and click on a link?
Bullshit. National IDs. That's going to get rid of those terrorists.
Yeah, you know, and
they're impossible to.
We're slowly getting into the Gattaca state. You know, and it's more and more prominent now. I don't think, back in the day, I used to think the way to do this was to fight back and to be destructive, and that's not going to solve it now. Okay, that's not going to solve it. You can't be doing that because you're just going to be thrown off to the side. Okay, it's not really cool.
And unless you're complete, they're just going to get stronger.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, yeah, I have organizations out there that try to make a difference. There's organizations out there who, you know, try to run a structured unit and things like that, but unfortunately it's not going to work because, you know, you take out five or six people. Like, when I created Cult originally back in the day, I wanted it to be this radical cell structure group that if I got taken out, okay, it would just carry on by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in a way I kind of got my wish.
It worked, didn't it?
It worked. I'm out of the picture now, and it's still going. But I wonder how many layers, how many times that can be done. And I mean, I get a lot of email from people who want me to do some shit like that again. I do. I get people say, you know, Sean, hey, we still remember the old days, and we still like to get it going on, you know. And you know, we've always been core. We'll always be core, and fucking, we believe in what you were doing. And it hurts me. It hurts me to get those emails because those were the people that I did it for. You know, and I want to do something like that again. I sit back and they go, Sean, come on, man, let's do something. I'm like, you know, what am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to pussy right out and just like, fuck, you know, what do you do? What do you do?
Is this not enough for them?
Yeah.
The word every week, telling them what they should be doing, and it has to be structured and organized, and we have to have names and make us sound feel good. And
well, there's a certain number of
that. What's the difference between you calling it a name and you being here?
I suppose. I guess I just always want to do more.
Well, yeah.
It's true. I always want to do more. A lot of guys out there really, really count on the show. You know?
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why this internet radio thing is so incredibly important. It is so important.
People have been here for years listening to us. See how
I look back
to them, and
you know, and there's like, you know, you got, you know, the hardcore, like, Smokehouse is core, man. Smokehouse is one of the most hardcore dudes I've ever met, you know. And you've got guys like Crazy Fuck who followed me to Black Rock City, Nevada in the middle of the desert and rode around on his bike for two fucking days until he found me. You know,
yeah,
put that shit in
thousands of miles.
I mean, and I kind of sat there and, holy fuck, you know.
Leading the masses through
the
desert.
The shoe of our Lord, you know. And I'm like, fuck, you know. Sometimes I just want to get away. But I mean, in a way, changes is right. You've got a certain responsibility that's there. You've got a certain responsibility.
Yeah, these people rely on us.
So
you can't just do it haphazardly.
You've got to get it going on.
Put some thinking and thought into it.
So let's see what else we got going on tonight. That's pretty much it for tonight's show, I think. You have anything you want to cover?
I got lots of stuff here.
Oh, okay.
Little announcements and everything.
Sure.
This week, episode 7 of SKTFM
is going
to be out. The return of Sean's television show.
Yes, that's right. For those of you who don't know.
TV not on the TV.
That's right. If those of you who don't know, SKTFM.TV, www.sktfm.tv, is where I have online episodes where you can download where I was at Burning Man and the further exploits and adventures of Sean Kennedy, the fucking fucking man.
And you can not only hear him, you can see him too.
Yeah, and you
isn't
can.
That exciting, kid.
It's actually really cool because Sim does a lot of work, and we got some cool music and
brutal amounts of work.
And again, yeah, stupid amounts of work, like way too much work. And
that's why it's taken this long to get episode 7 out. Like episode 6.
Oh, plus, you're doing your music too.
Oh, I got lots of projects on the go.
Yeah, no doubt. Which is
tons.
We all got lots of projects.
Never mind
on
running the radio
the
station.
Go. I should do that Uberman diet. The Uberman.
Which one?
Thing?
Which diet?
That's the one where you no, it's you sleep half hour every 4 hours.
Would that be possible in
sure,
your lifestyle?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, I'd have to sleep a half an hour every 4 hours, but you wind up only sleeping 3 hours a night.
Does that work?
Yeah, apparently. They're saying it does.
I don't have
they don't know what the long-term
effect. Well, I could go sleep in my car, I guess, during my lunch break.
You could, but, I mean, I'd rather just go get some Provigil.
Yeah, I talked about that last week. It's in the media and everything now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's, like, publicly released, ready to go, ding, go get some Provigil.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just need somebody to subscribe it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, like, I have a problem staying awake.
Yeah, I'd be interested in getting some Provigil.
Anybody have narcolepsy out there?
I wonder if I could get, I wonder if there's a doctor I know who'd be willing to prescribe me some Provigil.
There might be. I seem to remember something about that.
I seem
that.
To remember a doctor.
Okay, we'll go with that and maybe hook that up again, that whole thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Going. Yeah, I'd like to get that going, but we'll have to see what's going on. We'll have to see what's going on.
Yeah, so if you want to see Sean in the desert, the last 4 episodes with Sean and me in the desert, fourth, like, episode 3 through 6. And new one out this week, have no worries. The Jello Biafra that we played at the beginning, he came here a little while ago, I think in February, and this a lot of his speech is right there where he talked. I think there's about an hour of it, and then an interview with Nardwar afterwards, Nardwar the Human Serviette, and there's actually video on that website of
really?
Jello talking, and
cool.
It's a lot of good bits there, so definitely check that out. Soon they're going to be the show on CD. You can get the show 128 kilobits per second. And the first CD, first episodes 1 through 8 are going to be available to purchase for very little cost, no profit, like some like $5.
Okay,
this
is the first time I've heard of this.
Cost of the CD and shipping. So you don't have to download it and get the crappy small version. You can get the full, great, massive version, and you can listen to it in all glory stereo and stuff.
So that's just something. Okay, so that's if you want to, you can. But
yeah, you can still download it for free.
No word of a lie. This is the first I've heard of this. So
I just thought I'd make it available for people if they want it. It's like cost a CD $1 and $3.50 or whatever to ship the CD up.
Okay.
I'll figure out the cost later.
Yeah, we'll work on that shit. We'll work on that shit. It sounds good. I mean, like, whatever. It's just so that you can get a decent copy of the show if you want it.
Same with the SKTFM.TV videos.
Sure.
You can get those in nice VHS format.
Yep.
You don't have to get the crappy quantized bitty little versions that you download off the internet because they get huge. I mean, a half hour of video to download, some of these people are on dial-up. So all they can do is listen at 24K and go
on
the IRC.
That's about the way it is. So, yeah. Oh, good. Sanix is in the house tonight because he's getting digitally baptized.
Tonight,
Sanix is.
Oh, excellent.
What's your other?
Well, I'd like to pimp my band.
Oh, fuck.
Can I?
Pimp. Everyone go suck porn on Beta's cock right now.
Yeah, go do it. There's a contest, and I want to win it and go play live and stuff.
Oh, my God. You're such a whore.
So go to pornonbeta.com and vote for me.
Yeah, go vote for Porn on Beta, okay?
Because they really rock.
They actually are a good band, though. They are a good band. And you know what? When you've got the multinationals backing Britney Spears, it's up to guys like you and me to get out there and
to
back
get the small bands
small
going.
Bands and get them up on the... Get,
we
get
play
them
other bands during halftime.
You know what, guys? Despite the fact that you just, every Monday night, when you feel like it, you click on the little knob and we're here. We got a lot of equipment that we purchased. We got a lot of microphones. We got a lot of shit. We got a lot of time that we put in on this stuff, okay? And, shit. If we were to get paid for all the time we put in with Rant Radio and What the Hell and everything, I mean, both of us would retire.
Yeah, we'd be done.
All right?
We put in our time.
We have fucking done our little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I looked into getting some that a satellite radio thing.
Oh, DAB, digital audio broadcasting.
It's like XM or something.
Oh, okay.
Digital thing. But they said no, we're full, and they don't rebroadcast anyway. I think they just put on their own rotation and stuff. Because that stuff doesn't have commercials, so I thought, hey, that'd be pretty good. I don't want to have commercials on the station, so rebroadcast it over the satellites.
I'd like to know what's involved with opening my own ham radio station.
Some ham equipment and a license, I think. That's about it.
Yeah, you got to get a license.
Yeah, you have to pass your Morse code. So maybe somebody out there has a ham license and they can.
Oh, no, there's a couple. I've had some people come in and say, yeah, we're going to be broadcasting on the FM, bro. Yeah, fuck the world, you know.
Down with the man.
Yeah. up with our man, down with our man.
Yeah, which man was that?
H-Hour, DJ Creep. Michael Moore will be at the Vogue on Granville, sponsored by UBC's bookstore. It's free and tickles.
Really?
And there's no...
Michael Moore is coming to Vancouver.
Yeah, we'll be on the Vogue on Granville, and it doesn't give me a date.
Oh. He's a very cool person.
Who's Michael Moore?
He's that guy that he's kind of fat, got a little beard happening. He goes on TV and, like, protests all the time. He's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Being as I don't watch TV...
Yeah, well, I don't know. He's done, like, videos and stuff. He's very, very famous. You'd probably recognize him. Oh, he doesn't have a beard, no. I don't know, he's kind of heavy set. So
there's some fat guy protest.
He did this.
Sounds familiar.
He did this protest in the streets of New York after they shot that guy who got his wallet out. It was a black guy, and he got his wallet out, and they shot him because they thought it was a gun he was reaching for. And he did a trade your wallets in for Guns Day or something. No, trade your wallets in for bright pink ones.
Oh, I see. So
you wouldn't get...
Wallets, you don't get shot.
And he collected all the people's wallets from on the streets and then dumped thousands and thousands of wallets on the front doorstep of the police station in New York.
Oh, really?
And said, here, you don't have to worry about it anymore. Nobody will get shot anymore. You don't have to worry. Everyone's got pink wallets now.
Okay, I don't know if I agree with that myself, because, I mean...
It was a publicity stunt.
Yeah,
it's a joke. It's to raise awareness of... he shouldn't be doing that.
Well, no, it's just I think the cops got a bad enough rap. You know, I don't hate cops. And it kind of pisses me off when people hack on cops. Because, fuck, man, if I was a cop, I'd be shooting people every day. I'd be like, you know, he hit me again. What'd you do that for? Yeah, it's all quiet here. 4 out of 13. Yeah, I'm sorry. It'd just be bad.
The protests, the overreactions to shooting. Yeah. Shooting blacks with, you know, candy wrappers.
Wallets. I don't live in those kinds of cities, so I can't actually. I'm not aware of police brutality. I've never been subjected to police brutality. I imagine it's out there, and I imagine it's you know, kind of a brutal scene, but.
Yeah.
Cybertech's in the house. Cybertech TMC. I was just down in his place. Hey, Cybertech.
Welcome.
I made it back home okay. I haven't answered your email yet. Don't hate me. I've been busy. he's no doubt like, fucking yeah, you've been busy, you piece of shit.
I got a letter from somebody.
Oh, okay.
I heard news that the United States government is trying to pass legislation that will end internet radio via the Sean Kennedy show. Not only did this anger me, but it also made me think about how much North American society is obsessed with making dollars. The point I'm trying to make is that we're losing freedoms to corporate America. The massive corporations are scary in how much power they have. I believe that consumerism is becoming a religion, and we have to pray to the modern idols being Pepsi, Coke, Ford, etc. This is only my opinion, and I could probably be persecuted for saying such blasphemy. I really enjoy the music you guys rotate, and I listen for enjoyment. That, and to add to my music collection, it's really hard finding new industrial music.
Yeah, it is very hard.
Yeah. There's no... I don't think there's one over-the-air radio station in North America that plays industrial music.
No, exclusively, no.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe after we get all rich, I'll open a ham station. We'll put Rant Radio on the air. Like, actually on the air.
That'd be funny.
What's It Fungus? He's got some more art for us?
No, that's the same art.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I just haven't deleted it out of here.
Oh, you suck.
Yep.
Okay.
Digital baptism?
Time for the digital baptism. Yes. Tonight we baptize Sanux, who has been Sanux for a long...
Very long time.
Long time. So that was a...
All these people changing their name, I'm like, who are you?
Well, that's the
way
it is.
Do I know you? Yeah.
That's the way it should be. You know, if you've had a name for a long time and you think you're getting made, you should change your name.
Yeah.
I'm totally screwed, but, I mean, if you're going to be... I'll never be able to get out here. So,
recognize your voice. That's Sean Kennedy for sure.
Oh, yeah. I could
Do you it. Recognize this man in the lineup? Yeah, Sean Kennedy.
Yeah, that'd be Sean Kennedy. I don't know that man, you know.
Can you hit me in the back?
can you hit me in the back? Hello? Hello?
Give me the keys, you fucking cocksucker.
In English, please.
Give me the keys, you fucking cocksucker. What the fuck?
Harry Del Toro's the shit.
Oh,
Benicio
yeah.
Del Toro. He was Benicio actually in. He was actually in. What movie was that? Octopussy. No.
No.
No, it wasn't Octopussy. What was that one?
Fear and Loathing.
I don't know. No, he was in a James Bond movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was in.
Was he like a small part, or did he talk, or did you know?
No, yeah, he was
interviewed. Somebody
in
put that
License
in the
to
IRC.
Kill.
Really?
License to Kill, yeah. Benicio Del Toro was.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he was in License to Kill. And he was actually a major player. He was like a
really?
Big bad guy, assassin guy.
Oh, very.
Very
cool.
Young.
I love him. He's an awesome actor.
Yeah, he put on a lot of weight
for Fear and Loathing.
Well, actually, the way he did it, he actually sat inside the hotel room and ate donuts all day.
What?
He, like, gained all that weight in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, being in the movies is tough.
I mean, that's
conviction.
Yeah, that's brutal shit.
So, Sanix, your digital baptism in hand. Sanix is now known as Bad Mantra.
Bad so, Mantra, just as it sounds.
Space.
Yeah, Bad Space Mantra. Bad Mantra.
Bad
Mantra.
So congratulations, you've been dipped in the digital water. And,
that's it.
You found Bad Mantra.
Bad Mantra. Sanix is gone. Long live Bad Mantra.
Shouts out to DJ Ojai for his really, really groovy shit.
Keep them coming.
You betcha.
And anybody else who wants to do that, there's non-music rants. That just Sean, just his voice, so you can put music in behind him.
Yeah, if you want.
On the FTP site, ftp.rantradio.com.
There's sure.
And tons of hundreds of rants there, too, if you want to, like, go nuts or go insane. Listen to them over and over again.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And shouts out to ECSM, Fizzy Chicken, and those of you who've sent me your links. I love getting the feedback. If it's something, make sure you keep it short. Okay. Alien Binary, thank you for the links, though. I mean, that's some very relevant shit, and I kind of eat my own young sometimes here on the page, but don't worry about it. Even I love you guys, I really do. It makes my week like something worthwhile to have happen. So it's very, very cool. If you've got things to go along with, if you've got anything you want to have me say or you want to talk about or address issues, you can get me at theman@rantradio.com. That's all one word, theman@rantradio.com. If you want to get involved
that was close.
Everyone knows my name.
Samarian. Yeah, if you want to get like a show on the station, or you got some graphics to send.
Yeah, you bet.
Or any kind of media, MP3s.
Anything that you
stuff.
Want to have like circulated to the world, info@rantradio.com is the best way to go.
That's the one. Or ICQ number 515558. And actually, I'll remind you each week. It's just before the show comes on, so you
yeah,
don't miss
he'll
it.
Spam you. Won't that be fun?
515558.
515558.
You betcha.
No names, no pack drill.
IRC readout tonight in the world tonight. We have a Smokehouse, a Bad Doobie, African Love Turtle, Agent Mulder, Alien Binary, Arl Sex, Bad Mantra, Bad Mantra,
Bad Mantra,
Bad Mantra, Bad Mantra, Bob Weiler, Breaker One, Countersink, Cybertech, hey buddy, Darkhound, Delamorte, Dr. Zodiac, Druid RM, Enochian, Gizmo, God Money Gone Crazy, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, ISO Zins, JoJo the Dog Faced Boy, K16, Kexler, Crouton, Leshek, Mary in Bed.
Ooh, Mary.
Mary, the Rebel Virgin in Bed.
Mary.
Sexy. Nice. How come I never get no chicks, listeners, sending me pictures of themselves?
Yeah, let's get some chick listeners.
Let's get some chick listeners.
Info at rantradio.com.
And carbon copy that shit to the man at rantradio.com. I want to see some
sexy chicks.
I want to see some sexy
let's
chick
make
listeners.
A rant radio calendar.
Actually, it doesn't even have to be sexy chicks. It's just got to be chicks.
Just chicks.
You betcha.
Chicks. In your best goth garb.
Dress up and send me some pictures. Well, yeah, come on. Mind trip, misconduct, you're a chick.
We know.
We know you're a chick. I know. I named you. No deal. Necros, Neuralized, Psycho Wolf Up, Sarah Goblin. That sounds like a chick. Sir Dork, yeah. Sirkut, Soab, Tantrix, Daude Cheese, Templar Knight. He'd be a scary chick. Test Subject, Trotsky's Ghost, Ty said, VTM pissed off. She's a
oh,
chick.
Oh, no.
Why are you pissed off, VTM?
Oh, don't be pissed off.
Don't be mad.
Everything's good in the world.
Everything's okay. Well, not really, but there it is.
Something.
Wild card. Lady Wolf. That's a chick. Orbit Juice. Pyro, who is not voiced. You can't.
Poor Pyro.
There we go. So you are free to distribute this broadcast any way you want. You can hand it out to people you don't know. You can do whatever you like with it. You can sneak aboard your local television station and broadcast it. Pop it in. Yeah. You can go to your local Starbucks and pipe it in over the. You know, as a matter of fact, there's like apparently a lot of these music stores have this music piped in over their cable, like the Home Depot network.
Yes, that's right.
Wouldn't it be something if you could get in there and slip something into the programming?
That'd be fat.
That would be very cool.
If you want to be on Rant Radio, we need programming. If you have an idea for a show, because we need to have more talks, so eventually we can't be like shut off the air.
Yeah, if they get rid of all the music, we'll talk more.
You betcha. So that would be the info at rantradio.com.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just fell over there. Brain not working.
What
smoke.
Was that address?
Somebody's phone.
Don't phone you. Leave a message.
And we do need programming, so if you guys want to get in touch with us, you can.
Yep.
All very, very cool.
Oh, yeah.
And until next week, we will be on the air, and I don't give a fuck what anyone says. So
I don't give a fuck.
I just don't give a fuck. And, hey, be cool, guys, and make sure that you give it some thought. Do some reading. Turn your TV off. Okay? Kill the TV. Until next week, guys. Be cool.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in.